KCAVSU.
Hey, D-Mate, testing.
D-Mate, KCAVSU Portable, good morning.
Morning, Toby, just making sure that this radio's working.
Somebody's over in, Dupai's locked up on analog, so I don't know if I can use it when it's working on that one, or if I can still use 24 or 16 here.
Say that again? You dropped out a little bit.
Okay, I have to wait for a while till this keys up. I hear somebody's over on the other channel here, but here's my question. Can I still use it even so somebody's over on the Brandmeister? Can I still use this frequency for 2416?
Yeah, so, yeah, there was traffic on slot 2. It looks like somebody connected worldwide. But, yeah, you can use both time slots simultaneously on the same frequency.
Ah, okay. Okay, thank you. That helps me learn a little more because I see the green light and it's like, and I have the radio, the base radio on analog, and I heard a noise, but it wasn't on this one, so I wanted to make sure I was doing it right. Okay, yeah, 54 degrees here, and I'm having trouble with system fusion. I can't even keep it up. Even with a handheld, I think somebody's got a way of shutting it down when I get on there.
That's weird. Anyway. Yep.
Yeah, because something's going on over there. I got to get a hold of Brad or Mike and have them look into this. Why? When I get on there, I seem to drop out way more than anybody. And I can hit Traverse City, but Traverse City went down, and then Mansalona went down, too. Only thing working was the Leland repeater. So I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, that is pretty odd. I don't really have any explanation for that. It almost sounds malicious, so. Can't go there. Anyway. Click on slot 2.
Ridiculous on there, so I'm done. I have a clue who it might be, but I'm not for sure. Well, I got a busy day ahead of me. I've got station morning. We have a training. Then I have to do maintenance with a couple of new people on the departments because their partner that's supposed to work with them isn't available, so I have to do that tonight too. So I got a busy day ahead of me.
Hey Toby, I got to run. The cat is being really needy and meowing, so I got to figure out what's going on with that. Hey, D-Mate.
We got you later, Drake. Probably wants attention or food. KCAVSU, 7-3.
KEAFGW monitoring.
Good morning, Brad. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf. Jim over in Northport.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Hey, well, it's another fine day. How's life up at, near Sault Ste. Marie?
It's a beautiful day, or morning anyway, so far.
Yeah, Yeah, I was trying to think. I've got some friends that are want to come up to, they actually want to go to the islands over there, and we're wondering, when is Lilac Festival? Do you know when Lilac Festival is?
Over at Mackinac Island there, okay. I have no idea. We'll have to look that up.
All right, well, yeah, I guess you're a little ways away from that island. Just reading kind of a funny story about the little ferries that go over to, is it Sugar Island or Drummond Island? I can't remember which one. They were complaining because one trip is only 5 minutes and the other trip is 10 minutes, but they charge the same thing.
Yeah, they got some weird prices nowadays. There used to be at one of the intervals they would take you underneath the bridge, so that was kind of neat.
Oh, gosh, I would have thought that our Department of Homeland Security would prevent something like that. And it seems like the rule these days is they take away all the fun stuff.
Oh. No, I think that's fine, so, yeah. I've been doing it for a long time. Oh, you can go underneath the bridge if you want.
Yeah, I've got some relatives that are over across the International Bridge from you, and I always have to laugh because, you know, they've got a holiday right near our 4th of July. I think they call it the 3rd of July. I think they still call it, well, I'm not sure what they call it over there. But it's kind of nice because we both kind of celebrate the same weekend.
You know, yeah. Yeah, we get fireworks both days, so sometimes it's neat. So we usually have more fireworks than what Canadians put on.
All right, sir. Well, I just heard you throw your call out. Hadn't talked to you for 6 months or so. Figured I'd say hello, but it sounds like you're a little busy. And I'm going to get myself my Mr. Coffee at my kitchen going. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf. Hey, have a great day.
All right, sir. Yeah, we're pretty much doing the same thing. We got the coffee pot going and waiting for a cup. So thanks for coming back to me. So have a treat and enjoy your day as well. KE8FJW.
WW testing. November 8, Whiskey Charlie Bravo, monitoring.
Mobile.
NADMH from KB8FK. Name is Scott. Just doing a radio check.
KB8FJ, I think it was. NADMH Mobile. You sound good. Loud and clear. I'm on Alba Highway here, headed back to Traverse City.
Okay, sounds good. Suffix is Fox Kilo. Name is Scott, located in Harbor Springs, and just working on a Yaesu FT-991, and I'm actually connected to off-center fed dipole, but loads up pretty good. So just getting the hang of the new radio.
Oh, good deal. That seems to work. Handle here is Drake, Delta Romeo, Alpha Kilo Echo, and home QTH is for City.
Okay, Drake. Nice to meet you. I've listened for quite a while, so you guys are doing a great job with the system, and hopefully I'll get to be a little more active. So I'll let you go. I got to get back to doing some chores, but wanted to try to get some more channels loaded into memory. So 73, catch you later. NADMH from KB8FK.
73, sir. You have a good one. NADMH Mobile. Alba.
Good afternoon. KE8FKW.
Hey, Brad.
Hey, Jake. Oh, what a beautiful day. So I'll probably keep it short. Sounds like you're going to lose the repeater or something. That's pretty quick.
Going to hear you. I'm quite a ways south of a Petoskey machine, and there's nothing really close to me right now.
Yeah, the other guy and I must have doubled. So, yeah, good afternoon to him, too. So, very good. Yeah, the other fellow's still there. I'm way up here in the Sioux on my repeater I'm linked into. So there you go.
Yep. Hi, Brad. KE8FJW, I think. KB8FK. Yeah, you're sounding good down here. And, yep, I know the Sioux. Went to college up there. Jeez. 40 years ago or so. But, anyway, good to hear you. And, again, I got to get going. So, catch you guys later. KB8FK, clear.
Oh, very good, yeah. I met a guy from the, that said that same thing. So not too long ago, they were standing in crappie. They said, "Oh, it's there about 30 years ago." I was like, "Oh, that's cool."
NHDN, go ahead. NHDN.
Well, you must have stepped out of there. Anyways. Anyway, Jake, yeah. I figured I'd get in here and say hello, and yeah, just picking up the girls from school. So not much else going on up here. It's quite breezy.
Yeah, they got a little bit of wind going on down here, but nothing crazy. So, anyway. Well, there you go. I'm going to be heading further south and further away from this machine, and it's only going to get worse, so. I'm surprised I was making it in good from this spot, so. Brad, you have a good one, so I catch you with one. Anyway, mobile.
Yep, that was good. Yeah, you're really starting to crack up there. So we'll say 73 for now, and NADMH, KE8FGW, 73, Drake. Have a good afternoon.
NADMJL monitoring. Got a good signal into Mackinac City. NADWM. I should. I'm only 8 miles away from the repeater. Well, that would do it. And we've got pretty good coverage these days. which way are you coming up from? I'm actually at my ham shack. Just rewired everything and making sure all the power works. Did a good job. I'm here in Mackinac City. It's Dave, and I was just leaving a planning commission meeting and heard you key up the repeater, and I'm almost home, but doing a good job, so I guess you got everything wired right. I was thinking about you about 45 minutes ago. This is Michael, by the way. Hey, Michael. You were thinking about me? Nasty thoughts?
Oh, I was thinking about you and the ship.
Oh, we're open. Things are a little slow, but we are open.
Yeah, what it was last weekend was the opening, Mackinac City flipped the open sign.
Yeah, but it really opened for the weekend, and that was about it.
Yeah, I bet. I ended up getting called up, had somebody, their Wi-Fi went down, and went digging, and for the first time in my life, actually found where a mouse chewed through wire.
They will do it. I haven't seen it very often. I've heard a lot of stories about it, but they will do it. Well, you'll have to get over to the ship. Michael, I have arrived at home, so I'm going to go on in and take my shoes off and try to enjoy the evening. This is NADWM.
Sounds good. Good to talk to you again. So I'll get on the air a little more now that I got everything wired up. So hope you have a good night, and hey, take your shoes off, put your feet up, and relax for the rest of the night. I'll say 73, N8MJL.